Hello?
Mr. Haldeman, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? We'll probably get that report in about a half hour or so. Or, you know, from Paris.
I talked to Henry.
He called you?
He called in.
Yeah.
And said there wasn't any... He said we're on the same track as yesterday.
Right.
And that there was...
What about the schedule, did he say?
Was a report coming in. He said he was coming in with a new proposal on the schedule. And that he thought... He wanted approval to pursue it. He wasn't sure that it would work, but he thought you would be, thought you'd be interested or would find it interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he obviously was being cryptic again, but he wanted to on the phone. But he said he would like an answer from you or an approval from you on the
schedule.
He put it as a couple new interesting wrinkles.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it's on procedure rather than substance, really a new schedule, an alternative approach, and he'll need authority to proceed, and he's not sure he can get it. But after you get his cable, if he could get approval back from you, he'd appreciate
it.
So the meeting didn't go as long today on their meeting, but there was an eight-hour technical session,
mm-hmm.
and the technical people met with them for a while during it, and they're meeting tomorrow at 10 again.
Mm-hmm.
And he said still he's planning to be back Saturday evening. And I have a feeling maybe he's got something that changes his trip to to Hanoi or something, maybe.
But we'll see.
He sort of implied it. He said he thought you would
like it.
Like it, yeah.
Either that or it may accelerate the whole process.
Or accelerate, that's right.
Which, of course, is the other thing. Well, let me say then that in view of that fact, perhaps we could anticipate... I told Kennedy to get the damn report over as soon as it came in because it's 3:30 here now, and and the meeting ended at 1, so I don't know what's holding it up.
Well, it was about half an hour ago that I talked to Henry, and he said then the cable was on its way and we should have it within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe coming through now.
All right. You check with Kennedy, and as soon as the cable is... So that it's here, get a hold of Haig, and you and Haig come to my office here.
All right.
So, because I want to discuss that procedure with you.
All right.
Somewhat concerned about how we work it out. The more I think about it, and I went over this with Henry before, that I do not see, Bob, how, and I told him this, and he sort of see it, but I do not see how if he goes to Hanoi and there initials the agreement. Coming back here and having me announce it on television is anything but simply an anticlimactic nothing. You get my point?
Yep.
I mean, what the hell am I announcing? I mean, the word will be out from there. Agreement is reached.
Sure.
So the president goes on for what purpose?
See, it's nice to have Henry back or something.
And to explain the agreement here to the American people.
You can't go on to explain Henry's agreement, though.
After the enemies. My own point is that I think have to be in a position to speak first. I mean, I think this is very important.
Yeah.
Do you share my concern?
I sure do.
I went over this. Did you ever go over this with him? That this may not be a workable thesis. I mean, I really think it can go on television, frankly.
Yeah. If it's all done.
If it's done, then you meet.
You just come back and say we're glad it's done.
They meet with the leaders, and that's that. Which is, of course, not the way it ought to be handled. To be able to go on and say that we reached agreement, we now have a ceasefire, we get the prisoners in 60 days, we get the, and we'll have a political settlement and thank the American people who have stood by us during all this period. You know, that'll give the chance to say, sorry, good. To be done at some point, but I'll be damned if I think you can do it after Henry goes. So his initialing the agreement is basically the end of the whole thing. Don't you agree?
Yep.
And frankly, my own feeling is that he doesn't want her, but I think that's what he intends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the whole purpose of the trip down there. And by God, they intend it, because they want him to go there and sign. So, which just isn't right. I mean, we don't go to their capital and. Kurt. occurred to me on this Engman thing, this is another ploy with the Pottinger problem, that if Ehrlichman has total confidence in him, and I don't know that, you know, that he can control him and the rest, he's a lawyer, and he might consider him for that civil rights spot, although I still think he's too young for that. He's, you know, a 34-year-old guy as the assistant attorney general. He'll have lawyers working for him, virtually all of them be older than he will. Yep. That's a real problem with lawyers. I say it's a real problem for older lawyers to work for a younger man. You know, and it's, they don't do it in law firms, and they don't do it, you know, their age does matter a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Younger guys, I mean, a young guy can come in and bring in guys younger than him. But it's very hard to put a whole group of older men under a younger guy, which is another quote. I wish you would have a little... Between now and the time we meet with him, you can work on the Webster thing, too.
Right.
Good luck.